It's the hour of roundtable with me, Niu Honglin, Huang Shen, and Tony. A prevailing idea among young people is that traveling is the litmus test of friendship. The exhaustion of day-to-day travels can magnify irritations and anxieties, thereby revealing differences you never before observed. Does it apply to a romantic relationship as well? Is traveling the ultimate test of any relationship?
I really think so. I mean, there's a saying by Mark Twain, there ain't no surer way to find out whether you like people or you hate them than to travel with them.
Aww.
And I really think that, I think it's true, because sometimes when you meet people on a conventional basis, like on the weekends, when you're free, I feel like you're on your best behavior. You know, you're there with them for a few hours, and when they leave, you're back to your own comfort zone. But when you're with them and you're traveling with them, you're really with them at the 24/7. So you really are out of your comfort zone. And so you get vulnerable. And slowly over time, they can really see who you are, and you can see who that person is. And so I think that when you travel with someone, there's a lot of things at stake here. It's not just being out of your comfort zone. There's a lot of things that you can assess when you're with someone. And I think one important issue is money. I mean, money is very sensitive, I think, for everyone. And you can really get a taste for how this person, how much they spend or how frugal they are. Yeah. And I think that if this doesn't match your personality, this could cause some issues.
I think money is really a very important thing, because I can share one of my personal experience. When I first time traveling with two of my best friends, I was like, I caught in the middle, because I'm a person who are very comfortable with all kinds of standards. And I think one of my friend who is extremely frugal, and the other friend, she like all the fancy stuff. And when we decided to go to a city, and one of my friends said, oh, let's book a 5-star hotel. And the other said, oh, that's too much, whatever. We try Airbnb, and it's very cost effective, and we can enjoy the local life. And then they two were argued with each other. I was like, what should I do? Because I'm okay with both sides, so let you two fight, and I will just follow who win the battle. and also, you imagine, like, you're on a journey, there are lots of uncertainties and challenges will show up, and how could you deal with that? It's really a test for your relationship or friendship. And also with these two friends, when we finally set on a journey and we went to Disneyland, and afterwards it was super cold and also very crowded. Then one person said, oh, what about we took a subway back to the hotel because it's fast and it's cheap. The other girl said, what about we just took a taxi? It's not that big deal. And they two fight again, and I was still in the middle. I was like, wow. Then you see, it's a really, really challenging thing for a friendship. And that's why some people give you the suggestion, if you want to test your relationship or your friendship, and you decided to use a journey to try for that, start with a journey inside your country. Just go to a different city first before you take on a journey to a foreign country.
And I have never thought that go to a traveling destination can take so much thought. You need to think about who to go with, where to go first, and you need to think about, you know, testing your relationship.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of factors at play here. Even something small, like, for example, if you're romantically involved with someone and you want to go somewhere with this person, I feel like there's a lot of boundaries that you're crossing. Even like toilet and bathroom sharing, okay? When you meet someone and you're intimate with them, and it's like, okay, you have to share the bathroom with this person. It's, you know, it's so different than just, you know, again, just meeting someone on the weekends. But staying with them, that's another boundary that you have to cross, you know, nudity and just, you know, everything.
Oh. Well, wow. For a Chinese traveler, there is a very typical complaint saying that, well, I have done all the preparation for the trip. I've done my homework. I did research, and I did all the arrangement, but when I'm going with my friend is just like, I don't like this plan, I don't like this park, let's go somewhere else. So is that the worst situation?
Burning bridge.
Well, I think it's good to figure that out, you know. And I for myself, I'm actually the planner. Whenever I go places, I plan everything out. And a lot of times when I'm going with someone, I let them know what we're doing. And it's good to find out if this person's going to support it or not. And then again, it's just a really good way to just know, oh, this is going to be a very pleasant trip, or oh, this is going to be a headache because this person cannot agree with anything that I'm suggesting. So it's a wonderful way. And also, like, couples photos. I mean, sometimes if you take a photo together and all of them just look miserable, I think this is another indication too that, you know what, maybe this isn't going to work out.
Yeah, so we've covered footing the bill. We've covered sharing, well,
sharing the bathroom
arrangement. And I have a very personal question for you guys. Well, personal for myself, because as a people pleaser, I cannot deal with people being angry at me. So I have the urge to keep everybody happy when I'm surrounding them. So it's going to be a huge pressure for me if this is a 24/7 arrangement with your friends, and also the trip might take longer than even sometimes a week if you're traveling outside the country. So my threshold of pressure is really, really low. So what should I do?
In my personal opinion, I think when you are traveling abroad, or if you're somewhere with people for a long time, when you have to be a host, it's good to have a little bit of time by yourself, even if it's an hour, a couple of hours. You know, tell them that you have to go to the gym, or you have to go, you know, buy something for the apartment or wherever you're staying, but get some time by yourself. That way you can clear your mind and kind of recharge, because I think if when you're around people, some people are likable and amicable, and some people are just a headache. Mm-hmm. So it's just really good to get that time by yourself. I think that that's huge.
For me, I think teamwork is really important, because maybe you imagine in a journey and one side might be a plan lover and one side might be a schedule follower. But I think you need to discuss with each other before you making the plan, like what I want to do and what I dislike. Because for a schedule planner, and he or she may assume that I did all the work and you have no right to complain about my plan and because you didn't contribute anything. But you know, people have different tastes and people have different preferences. So I think talking and communicating before the journey started is very important, because you need to let each other know what you want from the journey.
And that applies for all kinds of relationships. But there is a specific, very special kind of relationship that is the romantic relationship. So if you're traveling with a person that you have just started dating, or you have been dating for half an year or something, traveling can always be the epitome of your future life in a way. So even sometimes if dealing with friends, you still got a little bit more patient to spare for your friends. But when it's someone close and someone that might be your future partner, that situation might also change.
Definitely.
I think that if things go horribly wrong, you realize that, you know, perhaps this person just isn't the one. You know, we don't see eye to eye on money. We don't see eye to eye on where I should put my things. We don't see eye to eye on what we should see when we travel. Oh, this person is a mess. I don't think this is going to work.
And also, I think when you are both in your comfort zone, you have the time, you have the efforts to hide some part of you.
Wear a mask.
Yeah, but when you're on a journey, there are so many uncertainties and challenges. You have no time to hide your weakness. Maybe you will expose all your shortcomings. And also, it's a test for you how to deal with the pressure, because it's just like a marriage, how you run the marriage. And in this way, it's just like a miniature or a test run for the marriage. And because when something happened, how you two can cooperate with each other, support each other, and make the best decision.
Yeah,
that's very important.
Yeah, that is definitely true. And I've also heard stories about a couple traveling together, then the girl always wake up an hour early to put on makeup and then like back to bed just to hide that, I would assume, very beautiful face.
Or the face like, oh my goodness, who are you?
That's like a scary story.
And one point I think is also important is that when you're in that situation, it's very vital to have a healthy communication, to know how to deal with confrontation, to know how to communicate, and to know how to compromise.
Mm. Oh, that's very important.
Yeah, I think winging it is really tough if you just go somewhere and there's not much discussion about, you know, what you like and where you're going to go, then it's going to be a disaster.
Yes, and I have personally traveled with several of my good friends. Mm. And a good thing is, if you can actually overcome all those problems, if you can deal with different values, no matter in traveling style or concerning money, if you can healthily and effectively communicate with one another, you would realize that after that trip, you guys are going to be ever more closer. Because with that kind of experience you share, with that kind of true self you've unveiled to the other party, it's really hard to stay not close after that. So don't be worried too much. Yeah. Even though sometimes you believe traveling can be a huge burden, traveling can be very exhausting, but you will still cherish that memory that you share with your close friends or close significant other. Mm. That will all be some very, very valuable memory afterwards.
Absolutely. So, you can look at the picture and think, oh, that was an awful experience, or you can look at it and be like, wow, that was great.
Or you can look at it and say, wow, that was an awful experience. I love it.
I think now we should start planning a trip with our beloved friends or beloved lovers. So let's take action.
Yes. And that brings us to the end of today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. You can find us on Apple Podcast at Roundtable China. There are two other platforms that you can find us. That's the 轻松调频 Easy FM app and the China Plus app. And also, I need to say sincerely that I hope you guys can continue to send us email of a voice question.
Heart to heart.
The heart to heart segment depends on your effort to be alive, and that is because of your action that made us this amazing show that gives He Yang the opportunity to accept the award today. So she will be back tomorrow, and that's it for today. See you next time.